Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the Mixing Trappers Radio, man. I got a special guest in the building right now, Baby G's, man. What's happening?
What's that word, brother? How we feeling, man?
It's good, dog. You in here, dog. You finally in here, dog.
Yeah, I'm finally in this, man. About time, yeah. Damn, man.
I'll be bullshit, dog.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, Jay. I gotta tell you this,
tell
brother.
Me, bro. Please, bro.
Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. You a legend in the city, bro.
Good looking, bro.
Like, on some real shit, you a legend, bro. And your platform, bro, is legendary, bro. So you gotta reach out to more new artists, cuz you can't, like, I know you be waiting to when a nigga ready, but you gotta reach out, bro. As a blogger, bro, you gotta know what's coming up, what's hot, what's not, who on the way, who not. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You can't be doing the same old faces. And nothing against them, but you know it's new sheriffs in town. This young niggas, man. It's a lot of niggas that ain't been on here that could be on here.
Facts.
I ain't finna put it out there, but you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I was just talking to the 414 verified nigga.
Yeah.
And he was putting me on. He was telling me about the On The Rise list. And I'm like, you be spot on. Like, for the most part, he be spot on with this shit. He was telling me about niggas I ain't even know be rapping in the city and shit. You know, I be doing plenty.
Yeah.
But that's a blogger job, brother.
Yeah.
You gotta know about niggas I don't even know about. Like, right. Oh, yeah. You might not have heard of him, but he hard. And he coming up in the city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a couple of things on the page like that, too. But, like, again, like, not the... But, like, Juice Talk, MKU Verified, Ricky Taylor. Who else do it? Yeah. All, even Big Money, even Real Street Comedy.
Yeah.
Like, the only difference between me and all of them, bro, they don't got to pay no cameraman, bro.
Oh, what, though?
Yeah, they're like, they don't... Everybody I name, they got their own camera. They got their own shit. They ain't got to call no camera. They ain't got to wait for nobody to edit. They ain't got to do nothing. All they do is record, and they upload that shit as soon as they get to the crib.
Well, shit. I got some niggas willing to work. I know some niggas willing to work, Jerry.
Put me on, bro.
They be beating my shit down trying to work. I got some niggas willing to work. Come here and get this shit done, brother.
Put me on.
Bro, because you the... You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody platform what it is. I ain't taking away from nobody's shit, but your shit is, like, one of the original platforms.
Facts.
So, like, me that came up watching this shit from the beginning, before it was even on this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From the first interviews with Lil Trey and Chick, them first interviews and shit.
Yeah.
Niggas be wanting to be like, man, when I get to that point, I'm trying to get on that motherfucker.
Facts.
But you be in your own world.
Definitely.
Oh, God, you be in your own little world. I be like, this nigga. And then you be knowing niggas, too. You know everybody,
everybody does.
You know everybody. So everybody. Like, what the fuck you on, man?
Nah, that's why I wanted to say it out here, dog, because that's really the only, if I had my own camera, bro,
I had
like, nigga, I would have been there to interview everybody, bro.
We need you, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, because look, you gotta think about it like this, too, right? The music, the music scene is going crazy right now. The content scene, as far as TikTok and comedians and all that shit, going crazy right now. So they want to get to know us personally, you know what I'm saying? So we need more interviewers and more of them, even not saying like, everybody gonna be open to do this shit,
right.
But we need more of that so people can get to know much, like get to know the person. Everybody know me rapping, but they don't know the personality behind this shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't do too many. I don't talk to too many motherfuckers.
And it's probably some niggas that I'm talking just fans that ain't never even heard you really talk.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for sure. Like, that's what motherfuckers need you for, brother. Like,
facts. I respect that.
They
shit,
They need you, bro. Like, especially just, man, motherfuckers need you, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but look,
we need that voice to put a bigger light on this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
right. A motherfucker could like my music or could not like my music, but hear how I'm talking and hear how my mind frame is and fuck with that shit.
Bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? And then tap in. Like, it's all type of different ways motherfuckers can tap in with this shit.
That's what you ain't lying, bro. Yeah, but see, you got an interview before Big Steph, bro. You got an interview before a lot of niggas, though, bro. Like, a lot of niggas you got an interview before, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how you ain't interview Steph?
Bro, when Steph come over here, he gonna see, bro, it was just bad timing. Like, I reached out to him, he reached out to me. Every time, it was always something, bro. When he could do it, I couldn't do it. And when he could do it, I was, Yeah. I couldn't do it, bro.
That's how it be, though. I ain't gonna lie. Motherfuckers be having a lot of shit going
there. Yeah, Steph know I fuck with him for sure. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shit like working.
So it be a lot, but, man, it's some bangers that you gotta get, some classic shit. Yeah. Like, cause me, like, Steph, Funny Money.
Yeah, Funny Money, Funny Money, vets too. Now. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
they solidified in this shit. We talk.
Bro.
Yeah, we talk, for sure. Hey, yeah, dog. Like, I know we just said it literally off camera a little bit, dog. I remember the first time I ever seen you was you came over here with Sonny Ass. This was years ago, bro. Like,
yeah.
You was just getting your feet wet with the rap shit. You was a cool nigga, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You just tell you was a nigga that you was like, man, like, it seemed you could tell you was hungry. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wanted that shit bad, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, what was it like for you just starting off with the rap shit, period?
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. It be ups and it be downs. Shit, I ain't gonna lie, but I feel like, really, bro, once you stay consistent, I mean, it's still gonna be ups and downs. It's still gonna be hurdles. It's still shit that's gonna probably deteriorate you from doing certain shit. But, man, once you stay consistent, that shit be, everything. Like, at least in my, and like, for me, once I really, like, put my foot down and stay consistent, made sure I stayed on top of my dropping, shot my videos, you know what I'm saying, and promoted that shit the right way, everything been good. But shit, before that shit, like you said, I was hungry. I've been wanting this shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, I feel like people make it hard on themselves, bro. Like, if this some shit you really love, some shit you really got a passion for, you got to do that shit. Like, you got to waste money in the studio, you know what I'm saying? It might be songs you never use. You got to find your sound. You got to find your craft. You got to find what you like. You got to shoot videos you might not like. You got to do all that shit, go through the ropes to get where you trying to go. Like, so I'm just like, all this shit really a learning process. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm blessed to have a lot of motherfuckers around me to really show me the game and like, no, look, bro, don't do that. Like, no, do it like this. You know what I'm saying? Do it like this. Like, make sure you do it the correct way. Don't just jump into no situation, no labels, none of that shit.
Right.
But shit, this shit, like, for the most part, like, since I rebranded my shit, this shit been smooth. You know what I'm saying? Shit. But before, it was just, I feel like it wasn't going how it was supposed to go because I wasn't consistent. Like, consistency is everything for anybody watching this shit and want to really rap. Consistency.
Real.
Consistency. You can't just bandlab it. Like, that's cool. I ain't knocking nobody, but you're going to have to go get in that real studio. That shit sound different on bandlab than in the real studio. I done did it. I know. That shit don't sound. I couldn't even. Like, some niggas is cold with that shit and know how to put it out. But me, I need to go in that booth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go spend my money for some shit I want to do.
Facts.
But this shit been smooth, though, for the most part.
Hell yeah. Yeah, dog, because I know you just dropped tape, bro. Shit Popping Bastard 101, bro. It's out right now, man. All smackers on that motherfucker, bro. Like, you going crazy, bro. Like, dog, Chick, Moolah Mar, Big Selly. You know what I'm saying? Them really the only features, right?
Yop, and who else I got on there? Who else?
Chop.
Yop, yeah, that's basically it. Yop, Steph, Mar, Selly, Chick, and Chopper.
Yep, that's it. Hell yeah.
What
was it like putting that together? Because everybody know about the Nebraska, bro, the 2 a.m. in Nebraska, bro. Like,
4 a.m.
Yeah, 4 a.m., my bad.
Hell yeah.
But shit, like, what was it like just putting that whole project together?
Man, that shit was fun, bro, because, like, really, I did a lot of that shit on the road. Like, that's really like a tour tape. Like,
yeah.
I recorded a lot of that shit gone. I went down home. So, like, I was experiencing a lot of shit. As I'm, you know what I'm saying, recording this shit, I'm seeing a lot of shit I ain't never seen. I'm going to places I ain't never been. So that was a fun-ass tape to make, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm rocking out every night.
Yeah.
So it really, nigga, getting that booth confident. Like, yeah, I've been doing this shit. I've been living this shit. I got some shit to talk about. And I ain't gonna lie, I be trying to make them smackers.
Yeah.
It's summertime. I know y'all need it.
Yeah.
I know they need that fast, that shit that's going to make you dry this bitch real fast. Bro, they need it for sure.
Yeah, dog, because like you said, being consistent, bro, you got plenty taste, plenty big songs, bro, like shit by yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, it did good, you know what I'm saying? Like, what make you want this shit so bad? Because you see, like, it's so many rappers. I know you've been on the road, but you see it's a group of niggas that rap in every single city, bro, you go to, bro. Like, and they trying to do the same shit you trying to do.
Hell yeah.
Like, so what motivates you to be like, man, I want this shit, bro?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, this shit just in me, bro. Like,
yeah.
It got to the point, bro, like, once I start getting like some recognition and shit, like, all right, this shit fire.
Yeah.
I just want to see how far I can go with this shit. Like, I want to see where I can take it. Because I always knew I can do this shit. Like, I really just want to see how far I can go. Like, how big I can take it. Like, I want to get to the marinas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I want to rock out the marinas. I want 16,000 people in attendance and that type of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to push it to there. Like, so this shit just in me, bro. Like, I'm just motivated. I want to see how far I can really take this shit. Like, and I know I've been doing good, but a nigga got a lot more to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot more to do. So I really just want to see how big I can get, how far I can take it. You know what I'm saying? Create some generational wealth.
Yeah.
Get my, make sure all my people straight. Mm-hmm. Shit like that, man.
Bullshit. Yeah, yeah, dog. Like, how you meet Big Steph? Because everybody say, see, y'all always together, bro. Y'all got plenty songs together, plenty fire, bro. Like, how you even meet, bro?
I met Steph in the trenches, for real. But I think he was doing a video or some shit.
Yeah.
I think he was doing a video. He did a video. I met Steph. This nigga Steph, from the time I met this nigga been a working ass nigga.
Yeah.
He was shooting a video, then he had a show that night, and then we was in the studio. We went to the studio after the show. So after that, it just seemed like we clicked, bro. Like, our energy, like, we just clicked and shit. It just been me and bro rocking ever since. Like, since that day, like, shit, we just been locked in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, since then, really, for real, that's probably, like, 4 years now.
Yeah.
Like, so shit, bro, been working, or, like, three. I'm probably wrong on the years. Probably, like, 3 years. But, bro, has been one of them working ass motherfucker. So I met this nigga working. Like, that's one of the niggas that really made me like, all right, I'm finna take this shit. Cause I been had the talent, but it take a motherfucker to see the work ethic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? See what you need to do for real. And that's one of the people I can say, like, y'all was watching folks work. So it was like, what the fuck am I doing? I need to work too. Like, it made me look like, man, I got to go get them videos in. You know what I'm saying? Turned up at bro shit, turning up with folks. Like, yeah, I need to go do my shit now. Folks motivating me to do that shit.
Yeah, dog. Because like I said, I see y'all together all the time, bro. And then I fuck with Steph, you and Steph relationship because, like, he don't try to treat you like a little nigga. Like, he treats you like you him, basically. Shit. You know like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, hell like, he treats you like you him, basically. Shit. Like, hell bro. Do your thing, bro. You can tell he just been doing, bro. Do your thing. You got genuine. This shit. Yeah.
It's hard to find niggas that's really genuine, that really want to be happy for you, see you win. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, niggas really want to see you be doing good in life. Like, a nigga want to see you doing good, but a nigga don't want to see you doing better than them. Like, bro, the type of nigga, he see me doing anything good, folks is going to be happy for me, and genuinely happy for me and support me. And if he see me doing some bullshit, he gonna tell me, nigga, you want some bullshit. You tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a real nigga for sure.
Bullshit. Yeah, shout out Steph, man. Yeah, but shit, like, besides the working hard, like what did you see, like, that you picked up from, like, man, okay, like, I could implement that and what I got going on and just learn from that shit?
You talking about, like, as far as, like, from bro, from Steph?
Yeah, for, like, advice or anything.
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. When I first met bro, really, bro, like, I met bro at that video and shit.
Yeah.
And I was doing some hot shit.
Oh, okay.
So, not at the video, but after the video, I was on some hot ass shit. I fuck around, end up going to the county and shit. And when I got out, folks pulled me to the side like, nigga, you tripping, nigga. Like, you can't be hanging with niggas that don't care about they self. How you expect them niggas to care about you?
Facts.
And I ain't gonna lie, when folks said that shit clicked. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I got niggas around me that tell me positive shit, but ain't no nigga never broke it to me like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, this a nigga I need to be around. Like, so that's what really, like, ever since we was clinging, I'm like, folks got good intentions. Like, bro, I value niggas, bro, with good intentions, bro. Like, facts. With loyal niggas, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit got a special spot in my heart, bro. Like, I'll do whatever for a loyal nigga. You know what I'm saying? A genuine nigga, bro. Like, bro done told me some real advice. You know what I'm saying? Like, some real shit. And from that moment, like, it clicked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that fuck shit I was doing, I cut that shit out. I started focusing on what I was supposed to do.
Bullshit. Yeah, because I had a Big Selly up here, bro. Like, we was talking about the CBS shit. And he just let me know it was you, Steph, Marmar. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chick. You know what I'm saying? The whole shit, bro. Like,
hell yeah, P.
Yeah, Chick. Everybody, bro. So, shit, like what y'all got going on, bro? Like, because, you know, I know Free Chick, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know bro locked up right now. Yeah, but,
Free Bus One, he'll be back.
Yeah. But shit, like, what's the goal with y'all just with CBS, period?
Shit, I ain't gonna lie, shit. We really just brothers, shit. We really just brothers all working. Like, yeah. Everybody just dropping shit. We come together. This shit can't be stopped. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like everybody on the same type of time. Like, shit, we just all trying to put this shit in these people's face. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit bigger than Milwaukee. I understand that. Like, I feel like we all understand that. Like, we understand this shit bigger than Milwaukee. And us together look good. You know what I'm saying? It look better than a motherfucker trying to do it individual. You know what I'm saying? Individually. Mm-hmm. Like a motherfucker trying to carry the weight by themselves. We could carry this shit together. You know what I'm saying? We could do shit together. And we could still do our own shit at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Still have our own individual brands, but come together and this shit can't be stopped. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like this lineup, fuck, crazy. You know what I'm saying? Crazy lineup.
Bullshit. All y'all doing y'all own thing too, man. Free Rolly too, man.
Hell yeah, Free Rolly. Yeah, Rolly finna be back too.
Okay, man.
Rolly coming back too.
Yeah, can't wait, man. His ass definitely need to be out here too, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dog. But shit, like, yeah, we all know how the Milwaukee music shit go, you know what I'm saying? But, like, behind the scenes, like, when you really get into it, you see, like, it's way different from how I look from outside looking in. Like what was, like, one of the best experiences and what was the one of the worst experiences you had just with this Milwaukee music shit, period?
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. My best experience so far, bro, just that rave shit.
Yeah. All the rave. Yeah, bro.
That shit was just turnt. Yeah. Wow, that shit was turn, like, for the city to pop out how they did, that shit was just turn. I love y'all for that. I promise you, from the whole CBS, we love y'all for that. Y'all did y'all big one. Like, that shit was so electric. Like, that shit was love. That's one of my biggest, one of the biggest, like, I done did a lot of shows and rocked them bitches, but to come home and do it like that. Like, and it was some shit behind the scenes. Niggas don't know. Like, Chick had a show at the rave a year before. And you know how the rave is. Like, they strict on it. So, I think it was me, Steph, and Marmar. We at the dough. They turn us around at the dough. They know exactly who the fuck we is. They turn us around at the dough. They ain't let us in. Now we headline this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, it felt even better for me. Like, yeah, y'all try to play on the nigga top. Now y'all can't play on the nigga top. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm in this bitch.
Bullshit.
But shit, I ain't gonna lie. Down moments, bro. I ain't one of them niggas that really be, like, I don't know, bro. Like, down moments, like, I don't know what to look at as a fucking down moment for real. Like, to be honest with you, bro. Because shit, life is life, shit. Right. I'm gonna take what come with this shit. So, like, a down moment in music. I don't know, shit. Some labels trying to lowball me, some shit like that. Like, I don't really be having no down moments in this shit. I'll take what come with this shit. If I feel like my tape could have been better, I'm going to go in the studio and go work some more. Like, I ain't really one of them niggas that, you know what I'm saying, get down and be. That shit turned me up. It motivated me, if anything.
Bullshit. Hell yeah, dog. But like I said, man, the tape out right now, you know what I'm saying? Shit popping 101, bro. That shit going crazy, bro. Now, hey, you on my shit, too, bro, dog. You and Steph, you know what I'm saying? Y'all barked on that bitch. Y'all walked hell that motherfucker, bro. Y'all really did.
Y'all gonna like that. Y'all going to like that for sure. Do that thing. Me and bro just got that chemistry.
Yeah,
we just getting there. That shit just work every time.
Yeah, no bullshit, dog. Like, who you want to shout out before we get out this motherfucker?
Shit, shout out the whole motherfucking CBS, man. Free all the guys, man. RP all the guys. Falls up, falls down. This shit can't be stopped, man.
Bullshit.
Man.
Man, go stream that motherfucker, shit popping bastard, man. Stream that motherfucker.
Hey, go get that right now. Tap in with that right now.
Bullshit.
I'll fight some on that motherfucker you gonna like.
Bullshit. Really? You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the motherfucking Mixer Trappers Radio, man. Baby G's. What's happening?